Welcome everyone to the post show here on Patreon. Adam, what level was that guy? I'm curious. That was a crazy fight, by the way.
So that was a Cambion, and Cambions are CR5, so not a huge deal for you where you're at. He was boosted by the like magic circle thing, but you figured out to drag him out of that, so that was nice. He was getting back 10 hit points every round as long as he was in the circle, and he had certain ability immunities while he was in it, but he was just a normal ass Cambion once you dragged him out of there.
Gotcha.
And then the little guys were just spine devils again, not like a big deal for people with high AC. That fog cloud was a huge deal, otherwise those guys would have tore up your wizards. And then the cultists were just like background noise. They were just like CR 1-8
12 nobodies. HP.
They had nine hit points and 12 AC. They were they were nothing.
Was that a deadly encounter by CR?
But like we've said before, like that shit barely matters anymore.
If we
were to take that at face value, they should have just like tore you apart. But the thing is that you can't, like, I can't really use that to indicate difficulty anymore.
I think that kind of came down to like that fight would have been a billion times easier had I known the full effects of that circle, because I could have just pushed him 15 feet out of the circle at the very beginning with like one attack.
I mean, yes and no. The grapple is what helps, because if you'd pushed him out on his next turn, he would have just been like, cool, asshole, step back in, heal up. It wouldn't have been, a big deal.
Would he have taken damage in the pits from acid?
So the acid is like 1d6 damage if you end your turn in it or like move through it. It's not a huge deal.
Okay.
It was mostly just there to like make it harder for you to get to and from where you were at, and just cut up the battlefield a little.
Yeah. I think the only reason we won that is because Ann rolled that 20.
If that was like MVP role of the session for sure.
Yeah.
Because without those heals, also Dan's fog cloud tactics were a huge part of winning that fight.
Totally. Yeah.
The other two things that would have been really important would be had either of you failed that fiendish charm save.
Yeah.
The charm target obeys the Cambion's spoken commands. It lasts for 24 hours. So basically, I would have just been like, awesome, go kill them for me.
Yep.
And then tried to charm someone else. And that's nuts, right? Because it's like then you have to put your friend down, fight the Cambion. Like it changes it pretty dramatically. But again, it's very swingy, right? Like it's hard to balance those encounters, because if you succeed, then it's not, the ability doesn't count. But if I'd hit once or twice with that, totally would have flipped it to the other end.
Totally. Ken, you were saying that was the hardest encounter you've done in 5e before. What specifically was difficult about it for you?
Well, like me and you got to a point to where we couldn't stabilize after like the dogs blasted with fire. We just like kept falling down. We couldn't keep the hills. We couldn't keep everything going, and just like big rolls, and then just certain things happened almost perfectly for us to beat that fight. I think like if any of those things went wrong, then we would have died. No problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Anne also had really good heal rolls. Cause you took damage from him once after she had already healed you for like, what was it? The 13. I think he healed for 13 one round, which is crazy. And then you healed me for 11, one off max. Yeah. Like, the heal rolls were really good too. So
we've talked about this on Court of Swords a bunch of times. Healing almost doesn't matter except if someone is down. Like buying back that extra turn,
right?
Having your healer able to bring someone back and even just heal them enough to keep them up one more time.
Well, it almost makes it like worthwhile to never heal someone until they're depleted of HP, right?
That's been my healing tactic on Ramus, is don't heal anyone until they're dead.
Yeah,
because it's just that's only the time it matters.
It really is. Yeah.
Yeah. Like with that fight, when I was saying like everything mattered, even like our initiative order mattered, because she could pick you back up and then we could get right back up and take our turn still and not miss anything. We never missed our turns from going down.
Yeah, if it had gone Daxa, the Cambion, then Mop, it would have just been like heal dead.
Yeah.
Right? It wouldn't be like heal action, then I get to go.
Towards the end of that fight, I wasn't really doing anything except just raw damage on him, and even then the damage wasn't that great, because was it halved? Is that what his resistance was?
Yeah.
Really, what the fact that you rolled that 20 on the your chill touch at the end was also pretty good, because that was another 16 damage. How much HP did he have on that attack, Adam? Right there at the very end.
On which?
The final damage.
Oh, I can't remember. The getting the crit was what did it. You wouldn't have killed him with the 5.
Yeah. Yeah, the fact that you rolled a 19 on your luck dice, and then you rolled a 20 on your luck dice. Like those came in.
It's lucky, you know.
Yeah, those came in huge.
That feat's amazing. Yeah.
And for you, what completed like 2 big fights on a bard? Your first time playing a spellcaster in 5e, comparing it to a rogue a little bit. Do you favor one or the other, or is it just different?
Yeah. No, I loved playing the bard.
Yeah.
With the spell. Even though they're like more complicated, and I feel like I have to work on keeping track of like this one's an action, which means they still have a bonus action. This one's a bonus action, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was like really, really fun. So if I were to do a new character, I probably would do something with magic again.
Yeah. Yeah. That stuff still fucks me up. As recent as my last cleric, I was doing the same thing, because healing word like a bonus action. So then you try to cast another spell with it, but you can't unless it's cantrip and all that stuff. It took a bunch of times for me to get that nailed down. I don't like monk. I really don't think monk's that great. Like they can do things, but it just seems really shitty until like higher level.
I mean, you were doing like 3 attacks a turn and had moves. Yeah, you're doing like so much.
If I was a fighter, I could be doing the same thing and also like able to heal myself and I don't know. Action surge is good. Like, once you run out of key points, it's just like you're nothing. Like, you can't do shit.
I think I could like see the turning point where you like changed your mind. Like at the time where you were trying to like attack and then move across the whole map and
right. Yeah, for whatever
and then
reason,
you're like, I hate monks.
Well, for whatever reason, I've always gotten the what's it called? Disarm. What is it called when you move? I'm fucking.
Disengage.
Yeah, I've always gotten disengage, and like I always think disengage is a dash at the same time, and they're completely different. I think if I was going to rebuild the character for something that wasn't 2-shot based, I would have taken mobile as a feat instead of tough, because then I can move an extra 40 feet, and then you're able to just be a little bit more movement focused as a monk, which would have helped there. Diving in the very beginning probably wasn't the smartest play, but I was trying to stun that guy immediately. And thankfully I didn't get charmed, or that otherwise would have been the fight. It would have been done right out of the fucking gate, which would have sucked for sure. Dan, what about you? How'd you like Wizard? Was it everything you thought it was going to be? Because you were pretty hyped to play this character.
Yeah, I really liked him as a character, and I like Wizard spells. Like, instead of just doing damage all the time, I like thinking tactically how to use them. Like, if I could have, I was going to web the flying creatures in the sky and make them fall down. And then that would have been clever. But Fog Cloud, saved both our lives.
Was a big deal, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you guys could just hide in there the entire time. Once the the low-level 12 HP guys were done, you kind of just did whatever you wanted in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The guys with the barbs, like, they had to go attack the high AC guys, and they're like, damn it.
Yeah.
Spells are the most complicated, but the most fun thing in the game for me is all the spells and how to use them properly in battle.
Yeah, the spells, when you first read through a spell, you're like, oh, that doesn't do much. But you can like break games or break encounters just because of the different spells, for sure. Had a lot of the guys not been in that magic circle, the CC that Anne used early on, I think it was Anne, or maybe... Whoever used big AoE CC there. Yeah, the fear. Yeah. And then Dan's also used the hypnotic thing. That would have been crazy.
Unfortunately, they had advantage. If they didn't have advantage, I would have gotten 2 of them. But it would have been cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been a lot of fun. Ken, what about you playing Paladin? You played Paladin before, right? Are you know the mechanics of one?
I know. I get to play him a lot on the DM side, but it was... they're okay. They're tanks, of course. And especially in this world, it worked out really well since everything's undead and fiend.
Yeah.
Then I spend all my points to laying on hands, and the freaking dogs keeps blasting us.
Yeah. Yeah, luckily we got half damage on all but one dog, Fire Breath, right?
Yeah, as soon as I walked behind you, I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, me and Max did that once, and never again. We've never stood behind each other after that shit.
And then Adam was reminding me that my spell was running out, and I'm like,
Yeah.
How's he tell me this?
Yeah. He's probably going to try to get charmed again. That would have sucked, too. I think if he would have gotten charmed, we probably would have died. Although you were low enough, low enough HP. I don't know. We might have killed
AC. His AC is so high, though.
Yeah, I mean, I was rolling well there, but you're 20 AC.
The thing about two PCs fighting is that it tangles up both of you, and then he would have just gone after the other guys. He would have the cloud would have dropped, and he would have just started shooting lasers at your friends.
Yeah,
because he wouldn't have to worry about either of you, because you'd just be fighting each other.
That's true.
And then he'd just kill off whoever lived at the end.
Yeah, I think or charm before, them too. That was before I got the last smite on him too, I believe. So he'd had more HP. It still could have squeaked it out, but it'd been really tough.
It would have been a lot of tough.
The trick with a character, a monster like that is, you know, as a GM, you don't use them like this always. Like, he has shapeshift, right? So yeah. I could be like, cool, you meet a friendly old man. Like, if I really wanted to fuck with you, I could have been like, cool, one of the priests takes you aside and charm person. You know, like, cool, go kill your friends.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't have known where that was coming from.
Isn't there lore like they're a mix of like a succubus and a human or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're messed up demons.
Yeah, that would have been dirty if one of those guys in the town was a Cambion, pulled us aside.
In a longer game, I definitely would have played that character more subtly and less like, he's a demon, go fight him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can do some pretty nasty stuff with them otherwise, but yeah.
Yeah, and I think, JP, your monk, you're probably enjoying a lot more in, like, more of a traditional game. Like, I mean, it's very combat-heavy, and you only got so many key points where going against really high CR. But then if, like, hey, you go into a town, and they want to get into a bar fight, and you make some bets, then you wreck everybody because you're a monk.
Yeah, like, the key thing kind of sucks, because, like, you can't get key. Like, once you use your 5 key, and even lower levels, the class kind of just becomes like a fighter with no benefits.
Yeah, well, like take Dan, for instance. If he uses all his spell slots, what is he going to do?
But
at the end, I was just cantripping. I couldn't do anything else.
Yeah, he's got cantrips, which are kind of, I don't know.
I mean, cantrip and a melee attack are the same thing, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. Right?
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the monk. So I guess your key points do go up the higher you, like, level 20, obviously, you have 20, and then you get the ability to, when you roll initiative and have no key points, you can regain 4 just right off the bat, which is nice.
Yeah. I just don't want you to leave this game being like, man, I hate monks, because they're great.
I played a monk as well before, but I was playing him in the West Marches, and I was actually playing him incorrectly because I was able to, because we weren't, whatever reasons, we weren't reading the rules correctly, I was able to basically move like 120 feet around, or any unarmed strike that I did, I was able to make a way of the open hand technique without spending key. So I was just being played completely wrong. And so I was like, this class is fucking incredible. Cause anytime I would attack, I'd get 4 attacks and the ability to push them away or knock them down prone or whatever.
Yeah, every class kind of has that problem where, like, if you're a fighter, you're out of battle dice and you're out of your action surge and your second win, you're just auto-attacking all the time, and that's all you can do.
Yeah.
At least with the monk, you do get that extra third attack for free all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, it's not that much different from the crossbow fighter that I'm playing right now. Like, once I get rid of action surge and the ability to heal myself, I just become a 3-attack person every round, and that's it. So I didn't really make the comparison there, but they're pretty similar in that regard.
Speaking of playing monks wrong, like, another game we play in, a friend of mine runs, and he's new to DMing, and he didn't quite understand how monks work, so he's letting one of our guys dump all of his key points into one attack. So there's this hag on the side of the road, and he sees through her.
Oh. Well, that's the first time that's happened in a really long time. I think we're going to have to end the Patreon video here. I'm not sure what's happening. But we'll see you next time. We'll get that story from Ken another time. We're out. See you next time. See you in September for Court of Swords.